So I mentioned a comedian committed suicide. Does that mean that we should not smile or laugh? No, not at all. What it means is that we should not think that smiling and laughing alone is happiness. The whole point of bhakti is not rejection but connection. It's not that we reject. There is music, there is dance, there is humor, there are various kinds of cultural, social, intellectual skills and abilities. They are not to be rejected. They are to be connected. So, in the Bhagavatam, it is said, what is illusion? Rite artham yat pratiyet na pratiyet chatmani tabdyad atmano mayam yatha bhasu yatha tamaha. So, in the Chaturshloki Bhagavata, there it is said that when we consider something which has no connection with Krishna as meaningful, that is maya. So, applied to our context, what this verse means is that when we think that something in and of itself is a source of happiness, then that is an illusion. So money is not an illusion. Thinking that money will make me happy, that will be illusion. But when we use money for the service of Krishna, then that money becomes a very valuable resource for serving Krishna. Similarly, humor is a very valuable resource for serving Krishna. Now, Srila Prabhupada, he was so brilliant, you know. He was often humorous and he was quite creative in his presentation of bhakti. So humor attains its perfection when it is used in Krishna's service. So as devotees, should we be smiling? Yes, definitely. You know, we should be smiling, but we should not think that everyone who is smiling is happy. You know, how a person is living is more important than whether the person is smiling or not. And one of my books I wrote, it was titled as Smiling Faces, Crying Hearts. You know, people do that. You know, I wrote a poem there. And you know, these people, the people, you know, in CBC, in movies, people are having parties and they're enjoying. So they are having maybe some drinks and they sing cheers. So their hearts are filled with fears. Their hearts are filled with fears. Their minds are pierced by desires. They are on the verge of tears and they say cheers.